Well, I think that one of the things that this administration does not have is any trust in or credibility. When you look at the fact that not only has the president, the vice president, Sean Spicer, the chief of staff, Kellyanne Conway, have all gone out of their way and said that there have been no contacts with Russia. We found out that Michael Flynn and Jeff Sessions lied about that. We found out that Jared Kushner and J.D. Gordon and Carter Page have all had these contacts. But to come back to what the president said in regards to this outlandish comment about the 44th president of the United States, Barack Obama, this isn't the first time he's made outlandish comments. I mean, he said that 3 million people illegally voted. He said that the unemployment rate of African Americans was 50% plus. He also said that we had 96% unemployment throughout the 96 million Americans who were unemployed. I mean, this president makes these statements all the time, and these statements are just flatly lies. And so now we have to go back and prove a lie to be a lie, which is a little bit illogical, but the media has to do its job and do that. This is not something that is going to take us away from our eye being on that ball, which is the fact that apparently there are issues with Donald Trump, his campaign, his presidency, and the Russian government. There's a new New York Times story out right now where Director Comey is asking the Department of Justice to stand up in an unprecedented fashion and shoot this down.
And we have not confirmed that, just to put that out there, but go ahead.
And that's fine. I mean, the point being is that this president lies, and he lies often.